Now, we understand that as we speak, community leaders from the Joslova Park are going into meetings with city officials following a period of extended unrest in the area. As we heard yesterday, a My City bus was torched in the area over the weekend. Then there was further violence last night with some buildings being set alight. I've asked EWN's Sharmila Fisher to step into the studio, who's been covering the story for us. Recap what's happened and what we know so far. Sharmila, good to have you with us. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Well, on Sunday afternoon, the city says a group of youth set alight a bus. Now the driver was able to escape unharmed, and then there were law enforcement officials. They monitored the area, and there were no further problems. Last night, the city says there were several issues. The local community hall was set alight, firstly, and severely damaged. The city just sent out photos earlier this morning, showing the extent of the damage to the hall. Also, there was damage to the local clinic, and also, from what we understand, law enforcement officials and firefighters, when they tried to attend to the fires, they were stoned. Their vehicles were stoned, so some of them had to leave the area as well. At the moment, what we do know, law enforcement officials and police officers are maintaining a heavy presence within the Joslova community in case of any flare-ups, so that they can deal with it head-on.
Sharmila, do we know what the source of this unrest is? Was there a particular incident that suddenly caused emotions to flare in this way?
Well, I suppose a lot of this information will come out in the meeting this afternoon, but from what the city has told us thus far is that they believe that there were several shacks erected on an open piece of land that was earmarked for other public facilities, and the city's law enforcement team, they went back there, they demolished these shacks every time it was erected, and they're saying this could possibly be one of the reasons why the protest flared up over the past few days. But we're unsure whether or not this is the only issue, and I'm sure during the course of the day this will come out.
Of course, because we know this is a community that has a lot of major problems, including sewage infrastructure, including lack of educational facilities, just to name two. Just to go back to the buildings that were damaged last night, I mean, the community hall, obviously a place where recreation happens. I understand some of the recreational equipment was damaged last night. It's a place the community gathers for drama and sport and some creche activities. But more worrying is the damage to the clinic, because of course that affects residents depending on that clinic for things like chronic medication and regular health checks.
Yes, definitely, and that is what the city's JP Smith emphasized when I spoke to him, that these people, these angry residents who are participating in these protests, they're not thinking of the damage that they're causing for residents who need the clinic every single day, who are reliant on medication, who need to go there every day, who now potentially might have to go elsewhere to get these services, especially the community hall as well, like you've mentioned, the recreational facilities that takes place there every single day. The city's saying because it's the end of their financial year at the moment, it will take quite some time for them to fix the damage at the local community hall that houses several activities on a regular basis. Now the city also said that because of this, some of the residents who frequently use the hall, they would now have to be transported to nearby halls. The nearest halls are in Summer Greens, and the other hall is in Milnerton. So there won't be that building available to these people every day or on a regular basis as they might need it. The photos that were sent by the city is shocking. The only thing that's left of the community hall is basically the structure. Inside, the roof has been damaged. Every single building, every single room within the community hall has also been severely damaged.
Sharmila Fisher of the EWN team, thank you so much for the update. Should we hear anything coming out of that meeting, which we understand to be taking place right now, we will update you during the course of the afternoon.